Okay, see if it works now, Angela.
Okay, what do I do?
Just try clicking on that link and see what happens.
Okay.
Say hello to a new friend.
Good morning, everyone.
On an old road.
Music from the Road Crew.
Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride.
A little music there from Joe and Woody and the Boys of the Road Crew.
Jim Hinckley's America.
Jim
Hinckley's awesome. Angela
with us morning. If we don't get them on the direct link, we'll do this by phone. We try to make this as easy as we can for everybody this morning.
I'm somewhere.
Well, we got you. We'll do this on the phone if we have to. Don't you worry. No stress at all. The idea is to make this thing as easy as we can and have some fun.
Yeah, we're not very technically advanced here.
That's okay. I'm modern Amish. I have trouble with anything newer than a Model A Ford.
Right?
So let's talk a little bit. How are things in Winslow? Let's start with that.
We hang out at Earl's.
Yeah.
So we don't know. We know how the weather is and we know how things are at Earl's. We don't really hang out around Winslow. We don't have time.
Now, you guys are busier than a one-legged man in a behind kicking contest.
I've got property to get up and running before it rots down.
Yes. Yeah, it's always something to do with. I got to tell you, you know, I had heard so much about Earl's, and last year was the first chance I got to spend with you. And my goodness, what an amazing place you've got. It brought me back to my childhood memories of the early 60s, traveling the road. It was just so absolutely perfect what you've done there. You just really created that time capsule feel. I was really, really fortunate.
I didn't know what we didn't know what we were gonna do, and I just went at it. I mean, you know, just
we didn't have a plan. We didn't have anything. We just use what we have and do what we do.
You know, there's something to be said. Sometimes it's great to do a bit of planning, but sometimes if we look back on it, if we would have planned and if we would have known the trouble we were going to get into, we probably wouldn't have done it. So sometimes ignorance is bliss.
Right.
Well, I'll tell you what, we saw this motel for sale and about 3 days later we owned it.
God, that was fast.
Without even discussing what it entailed, anything.
Yeah. Didn't care what was wrong with it.
Well, let's see. That's it started out, 1953 as the Marble Motel?
Yes, which is interesting because according to the county, it was built in 1948. So I don't know if it took 5 years for them to build it or I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, that's really interesting. I've been working with Kingman Main Street here on a narrated historic district walking tour. And I'm astounded by how empty the history is of some of these places. We've got a theater here in Kingman I was just doing the research on. It was built in 1948, but we can't find any evidence that it opened before 1963.
Ah.
Kind of an odd thing.
Yeah.
They started recording stuff in 1963.
Oh, you know, when I was there last year, we got to talking a little bit, and I was really excited to hear and saddened to hear about your discovery in the garden, the old men's only store sign.
Oh, the men's for store for men.
Yeah, yeah. What was
God, Mr. Leland Earl, I don't know what was... What got into him? He buried it under rocks. Oh. And I guess the years that went by, dust got in it and dirt and
animals, creatures.
By the time I realized what it was, I had already tore it apart because I didn't know what it was.
Oh, gosh darn it. What was
It was beyond repair anyway.
What was the connection with the motel and the Western store?
So, Cornell Earl was the daughter of the Just for Store owner. What was his name? I can't believe I forgot. Wayne Troutner. Wayne Troutner was Cornell Earl's father. As a matter of fact, from what I understand, Wayne Troutner is the one that purchased the motel after the marbles, and he sold it or gave it to Liam Florinell.
Huh.
Well, one day when you come by, Jeb Earl, the son, left everything. I've got all of their genealogy paperwork.
Well, that'd make for an interesting research project.
Right.
For the Troutners, yeah. We have old suits. We have a really cool suitcase, and it's like something that a traveling salesman would carry with samples in it of perfumes and such.
Yeah, for the men's, store for men's, the Troutners.
Yeah, it's velvet lined. It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's quite a little time capsule piece of history.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, did you ever think in your wildest imagination that you would be able to, this project, and now that you've started doing this, you were kind of like me, we're, Route 66 is a road, it's something we grew up with, but isn't it amazing what has happened, and now that you're in this business, isn't it fascinating the people you meet every day?
Oh, yes.
It actually is.
That's the best part, that's the only part that makes it worth it.
Yeah, actually.
It's
and then letting us know that they actually stepped in,
making them happy,
stepped in and went back in days.
Yeah, yeah. You help people make a lot of memories, and you know the most amazing thing for me is the people I meet through Route 66, and I my association with the road goes back to about 1959, and. I'm just amazed what it's become.
Yeah.
I grew up on Route 66, literally, in a Ballantine diner, and I never knew what really Route 66 was until we bought this motel.
Well, you know, I don't know what to even say about that. I think the road today is more popular than any time in its history.
Yeah.
You are right.
And the funny thing is, officially and technically, the road doesn't even exist.
Wow.
You know, it was decertified in 85. That Valentine Diner, that's the one down across from the La Posada?
Yeah.
Oh, my. You and I've talked about that, Angela. I sure hope that can be saved.
We are trying to. We are trying as hard as we can.
Well, it's going to take a that's a real labor of love. That's going to be quite a project.
Oh, there. That's going to be worse than the motel.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Let me tell you, this motel it gets unbearable sometimes. Not the people, not the work, but the catching up with the preservation of the building. It kills you, man. You think you're getting ahead, and then the building says nope, and knocks you 10 steps back.
You know, I look back on it, and part of it's, of course, a changing mindset, but I look at some of these people like Bob and Ramona Lehman in Lebanon, Missouri, that had the Munger Moss Motel. You know, they operated that thing for over 40 years, day and night, and man, I don't know how they did it. Because it's a crushing workload between operating and managing and maintenance. That's a pretty crushing workload.
It is. Very much so.
Well, fortunately, you got the kids coming up here pretty quick. They'll be able to help you.
Yeah. They are.
They really seem, you're giving them a very unique life experience by raising
them. They're motel babies.
Yeah.
Motel babies.
You know, see, that's another thing about the Route 60, what you've done with Earl's, for me, and for us old farts. you really capture the very essence of what I remember from travel. We would stop in these little motels, and they would be old motels trying to compete with chain motels. And so they wouldn't, you know, they weren't five-star, but they were clean. They were decent. But the key was the people. And we'd set out, when I was a kid, we'd play with the kids, well, the owners of the motel. And gosh darn it, you've really captured that there.
And I hope those kids, man. My grandsons, they'll go and I'll tell them there's a kid in number four. Really, really? And they'll go knock on the door and they'll be like, do you want to play?
Yeah.
You know, I see in that, those kids that are traveling and meet with your kids, they're going to be transformed for life. That's going to be a trip that they will never forget.
Yeah.
They'll remember them forever.
You're helping make memories for travelers.
Yeah.
It's a real blessing and a real rewarding situation you've got going there.
Like I said, that's what actually makes it okay what we do as far as killing ourselves, it feels like sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, I've added, after our visit last year, I added Earl's to our website as a recommended location because it's a place that I really recommend for Route 66 traveler. If they really want to experience Route 66, that's the essence. And I always tell people, it doesn't matter if it's Earl's, the Blue Swallow, or any of the older motels. If you want the Marriott or the Holiday Inn Express or the Hilton, you know, you're going to be very disappointed. But if you want just a real authentic experience, the real deal, good people, good clean accommodations, you just can't go wrong with places like Earl's. You just can't.
Yeah, we run into those people every now and then. That's why before we rent out a room, we insist that you see the room.
Yeah.
Because we don't want you stuck in a place where you don't want to be.
Yeah, and I'm always surprised by the people that do write negative reviews. You can tell within 2 minutes, I don't know what the hell they were thinking, but they're looking for the Hilton at a budget rate, and they're surprised that a 1953 motel that's been restored isn't the Hilton. I don't know what the heck they're thinking.
That goes through my head too. I feel like telling them, well, what were you expecting?
Yeah. You guys are...
I had one lady tell us, well, kind of a long corridors and elevators and a bar. I said, well, I got vodka and Bloss can put you in the bucket of the Bobcat and move you up and down. She didn't go for it, though.
No, I don't imagine she did. I just, you know, and you've got some great, Winslow is like a lot of the Route 66 communities. It got hurt when Route 66 was bypassed. And but there's a lot coming back. Have you both been in Holbrook or Winslow your whole life?
Yep.
That's pretty neat too. Doing something for your hometown. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a relatively recent newcomer. I moved out west here in 66. My wife is very much like you. She's 4 or 5 generations here in Kingman. And her folks owned an auto court on Route 66 in the 40s and the 50s here in Kingman. Oh,
cool. Right on.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So that is intriguing that the motel was built in 48 but didn't open until 53.
Yeah, it is. So, and I don't know, I don't even have the time to look into it if I did know how to figure out what happened within those years.
Well, it's really not overly important. It's just a matter of satisfying curiosities, really.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Do you think you're going to have a busy summer? It's shaping up to be pretty busy.
It's starting to look like it is.
We're starting to get a lot of our international travelers back since the COVID apocalypse.
Yeah.
The internationals, oh my gosh, they are always fun. They get such a kick out of us. Like, we had one guy that was French and he didn't know English and he was just ready to jump off a cliff because he couldn't explain to us what he was saying in his words
as
to how much this made him happy and pleased him and excited him, this motel.
What gets me through a lot of that, there's an app on your phone called Google Translate. You might try that. It's real simple. It's look for Google Translate, and what you can do is either type in a word, it'll translate it so they can read it, or you can have them speak into the phone in their language and it'll translate it to English.
Yeah, well, you know, back then, it was, what, 2 years ago?
That was at the beginning.
Yeah, they didn't think, or we didn't think about that.
Well, you mentioned being technologically challenged. I only half joke about this, but I'm basically modern Amish. I struggle with all this technology, and I didn't even have a cell phone until just a few years ago. So this is all a real challenge for me, too.
You know, recently the Phoenix Magazine did an article on us.
Yes.
And it just got released, and they featured three motor courts. And so in her article, she labeled them. One of them was the motor court with style. The other one was the motor court with personality. And we were the motor court with heart.
You know, that is an accolade. That should put a little bit of feather in your cap. That's something to be very proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's also really neat that she wrote the biggest piece about us.
Very good, Angela. Very good.
That was a blessing. That was, now that right there really put a feather in our caps.
Yeah.
You guys, you know, your passion for this and your sincerity and honesty is the other thing that I was so impressed with when I was there. You know, one of the problems that people get themselves into, and I've seen this happen on a few occasions, they see Route 66 as this big cash cow, and it kind of is, but they think, because all they've got to do is open the door and figure out how to get the money to the bank. They don't have any interest in the people, the passion for it. And as a result, they're not in business very long.
Yeah, but, because first of all, if you're on Route 66, you're not going to make it if you think you're going to get rich, because I'm going to tell you, you're not. So if that's your objective, you're going to fail.
You're in the wrong business. But you can make make a decent living and provide a service and make people happy. And you know, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah. For some of us.
Yeah.
Well, the simple things and providing a service. You know, I'm a firm believer that we're blessed with gifts and talents so we can be a blessing unto others. And that's really what it's about.
You know, my mom worked at that Valentine diner for over 40 years, and she had the gift of hospitality, and she is where I got mine from. And she taught me one of the things that she taught me was, if you wouldn't eat it yourself, don't serve it to somebody else.
You know, that's a big bit of wisdom that can be applied to all aspects of life.
Yep,
sure can.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I keep this motel. We keep this motel how I would like a motel to be when I go traveling, which I rarely get.
Yeah.
Not to travel, but to find a motel that has great water pressure, that's clean, and has a comfortable bed all in one place, and nice towels. Yeah,
we're expecting what we serve out.
Well, it shows. It really shows in everything you do. I tell you, I've got no complaints. I was very happy, and I'm very happy to recommend Earl's because, it really brought me back to some great childhood memories. And, you know, there's no offense to some of the motels on the road. People have done great things. But some of the motels have been restored, and they become more of a caricature. You know, what people expect. They've been restored to the point where they're almost like a movie set instead of an actual motel.
Oh yeah.
But Earl's is so authentic, and I just really enjoyed that. My problem with Winslow is usually if I've been on a long trip and I get that close, I usually can make it home. But we made it a point there, and that's something I really wanted to do.
I'm glad you did.
Well, good morning. We've got a gentleman here from Kingston, Jamaica this morning. Sir, how are you doing? It's interesting. This is an example of the technology and the international interest in Route 66. When I do these programs in the morning, we'll get people from, you know, all over the United States and the world, and then I archive the program. And in the next week, I'll watch the numbers climb, and the people from literally all over the world listening to these things just really surprises me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Is the majority of your customers international travelers or?
No.
No?
Not no. yet, anyway.
There's a big part of them that are, but no, they're still mostly Americans.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good blending. Very good blending.
Yeah, but we do have quite a bit of international travelers. In the beginning, I had this poor lady that she was on my, she was in my book for like 3 years because she tried to come and something happened with her, so she had to cancel. And then COVID came, so she had to cancel. And then she couldn't make it again because the borders weren't open. And then finally, she made it. Oh my gosh, I was like, I don't know what to do now. You're not on my book anymore.
One of the things I really enjoyed, too, about Earl's was the little book you have in the room where people share their thoughts and their memories.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Just reading the notes from people, that's something, you know, somewhere down the road you might consider publishing that just to share with people.
We already have a few books finished as full already.
Oh, I'm not surprised. Mr. Barnes, the folks we're talking with are from Earl's Motor Court in Winslow, Arizona, on Route 66. And Maggie's with us. She's from East Lansing, Michigan. Yes, I want to thank you guys. I know that your mornings are, well, every morning's busy when you have a place like Earl's. But I want to thank you for doing this morning. I've looked forward to talking with you and sharing a bit of your passion with people. The idea is to the idea behind this program is to share America's story and tell people where to go. And you two are truly America's story. You're what this country's all about. Twists and turns of life, ups and downs, sideways, and still doing things with a smile. Keep going. Always keep going.
Yeah, both of our starts in life were completely opposite than what we're doing now. Now we're considered upstanding members of the community.
We talked about that, you know. Yeah, we won't embarrass anybody here, but I'll tell you, it's really funny that I'm similar paths. Yeah, the good Lord can really turn a heart and turn a person around, that's for sure.
Yeah, yep. And miracles do happen.
They do. They really do. Folks, I'll let you run this morning, but thank you so very much for taking time from your schedule. And I should be heading that direction sometime in late June or July. And if nothing else, I'll stop in and holler.
Say hi.
I will. Thank you, folks, very much.
Okay. All right. No, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Isn't that amazing? You know, that's the kind of stories we try to do here at, everything we do with Jim Hinckley's America. It's about telling people where to go and sharing America's story.
Oh, this is us.
And Angela and Bloss are just quite amazing people. Quite amazing people. My friends, we will do this again next week. And until then, well, a little bit of road trip inspiring music from Joe, Woody, the boys of the road crew.
I don't know how to
say. Don't forget our programs are archived on our website, and they're also available on Spotify and other platforms.
Into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
got a lot of great things I'll be sharing with you here this next week on Jim Hinckley's America. Working on some Route 66 centennial projects and a couple of little other odds and ends going on. It's been a pretty hectic weekend. Route 66 fund run. I was up in Williams, Arizona with a group from New Zealand on Friday night. Yesterday, with visiting with some people from the Historic Electric Vehicle Association. One of the things, the Route 66 fund run, it's its 34th year, and it's basically a 160-mile block party on Route 66. It transforms that highway into a seamless blending of past, present, and now even the future. I have seen diversity is the key on this thing, and I have seen vehicles on the fun run, everything from a 1908 Cadillac to a 1956 Greyhound Scenic Cruiser bus. But yesterday was the first time I actually saw Rivian trucks and Lucids on the road. I'd been reading about them, hearing a bit about them, but this was really something to see. And changing times, my friends. Whether we like it or not, things do change. Well, like I say, I'm going to let you go. We've got some things to do. I know you guys, folks, are busy too on a Sunday morning, but I'm always glad when you take time and join us. Next week, like I say, invite your friends. Brew up some coffee and let's make this a coffee party. And, well, see what we can come up with. Till we meet again, mi amigos, vaya con Dios and adios.